You're listening to HuntertonChamberRadio.com, sponsored by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. Our studios are located in the CenturyLink building at 14 Mine Street, Flemington, New Jersey. The content and views of our hosts do not necessarily reflect the views of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. To contact our station, call 908-782-7115 or email onair@hunterdon-chamber.org. Thank you to our sponsors and underwriters. Please remember to support them and buy Hunterdon, buy local. Visit www.hunterdonchamberradio.com for a complete listing of our programming.
How'd you like that?
Hey, Lance.
Yeah?
Come over here.
Yes, I'm right. How close can I get?
You know, you've been playing a long time, and I admire you very much.
Yeah, well, you've been an old-timer, too.
Yeah, you know. You've been my inspiration, but you're playing the damn thing wrong. You got to play a little faster, see?
You mean more nervous than that?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. A little faster. Like.
Okay. Well,
not like this.
Loosen up. That really grabs me. I like that.
Sucks on them.
You fly?
Yeah.
Did you go over?
went over very well. I'm going to leave it out. I mean, leave it out.
Yeah, no, that's the first time I knew you weren't the greatest. Let's go back and play again, Jeff.
All right.
Look at this one. Dirty old men.
Next.
You can't make it one way. Pornography on record.
Right.
The massage parlor, you and I, huh?
61. Katie Segal is 62 from Married with Children. Dino, Desi, and Billy Singer, that's Desi Arnaz Jr., is 63. Wow. American singer Dewey Bunnell is 64. Motel's lead singer, who sang Suddenly last summer, Martha Davis is 65. Television chef Paula Deen is 69. Singer and songwriter Dolly Parton, 70 today. Actress in Donna Reed Show, Shelley Fabares, is 72. Singer Lori Linden is 72. Singer Hello Dolly, Michael Crawford. He's also been in the Phantom of the Opera, I believe, 74. Former CTV news anchor Lloyd Robertson's 82. Film director of A Hard Day's Night, Richard Lester, is 84. Journalist and former PBS news anchor Robert McNeil is 85. The Birds, Tippi Hedren, is 86. She was the actress in The Birds. From actress in 2012, Lisa Liu is 89, and All My Children and The Thomas Crown Affair, Fritz Weaver, is 90 today. Those are our celebrity birthdays. If you'd like to get your birthday celebration or anniversary on the air, email me at goodmorning@huntshipper.com. Get it on the show to celebrate. All right, it's time for us to move on out for a little break. We'll get Michelle Heide on. Here's Eddie. We'll be right back. Good morning, Harney. I'm Jim Erica.
USA Radio News with Ron Taylor.
It just shows the American people once again that what I've been saying for the last week is true. This president lives in his own world.
Republican presidential candidate Chris Christie accusing President Obama of, quote, paying ransom to terrorists for the release of five Americans detained in Iran. Appearing on Fox News, the New Jersey governor said this is not the product of strong American diplomacy. Christie said with the lifting of sanctions on Iran, Obama has paid ransom to the largest state sponsor of terrorism.
I'm very grateful that these folks are home. I'm thrilled for their families and their friends who have missed them and been worried about them. But this president is just encouraging more and more of this conduct. If every time an American gets taken, he's going to pay a ransom.
The Centers for...
You're listening to HuntingtonChamberRadio.com, sponsored by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. Our studios are located in the CenturyLink building at 14 Mine Street, Flemington, New Jersey. The content and views of our hosts do not necessarily reflect the views of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. To contact our station, call 908-782-7115 or email onair@hunterdon-chamber.org. Thank you to our sponsors and underwriters. Please remember to support them and buy Hunterdon, buy local. Visit www.hunterdonchamberradio.com for a complete listing of our programming.
Sean Wyans is 45. Guiding light Wendy Munoz is 47. Tennis pro Stefan Edberg is 50. From ER and Shawshank Redemption, Paul McCrane is 55. Herman's Head, William Ragsdale is 55. Gangs of New York, Roger Ashton Griffiths is 59. Comedian Paul Rodriguez is 61. Katie Segal is 62 from Married with Children. Dino, Desi, and Billy Singer. That's Desi Arnaz Jr., who's 63. Wow. American singer Dewey Bunnell is 64. Motel's lead singer, who sang Suddenly last summer. Martha Davis is 65. Television chef Paula Deen is 69. Singer and songwriter Dolly Parton, 70 today. Actress in Donna Reed Show, Shelley Fabares, is 72. Singer Lori Linden is 72. Singer of Hello Dolly, Michael Crawford. He's also been in the Phantom of the Opera, I believe, 74. Former CTV news anchor Lloyd Robertson's 82. Film director of A Hard Day's Night, Richard Lester, is 84. Journalist and former PBS news anchor Robert McNeil is 85. The Birds, Tippi Hedren, is 86. She was the actress in The Birds. From actress in 2012, Lisa Liu is 89, and All My Children and The Thomas Crown Affair, Fritz Weaver, is 90 today. Those are our celebrity birthdays. If you'd like to get your birthday celebration or anniversary on the air, email me at goodmorning@hernschubert.com. Put it on the show to celebrate. All right, it's time for us to move on out for a little break. We'll get Michelle Heide on. Here's Heide. We'll be right back. Good morning, Herney. I'm Jim Erica.
USA Radio News with Ron Taylor.
It just shows the American people once again that what I've been saying for the last week is true. This president lives in his own world.
Republican presidential candidate Chris Christie accusing President Obama of, quote, paying ransom to terrorists for the release of five Americans detained in Iran. Appearing on Fox News, the New Jersey governor said this is not the product of strong American diplomacy. Christie said with the lifting of sanctions on Iran, Obama has paid ransom to the largest state sponsor of terrorism.
I'm very grateful that these folks are home. I'm thrilled for their families and their friends who have missed them and been worried about them. But this president is just encouraging more and more of this conduct. If every time an American gets taken, he's going to pay a ransom.
The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention is issuing a travel warning for pregnant women in light of the outbreak of the Zika virus. The mosquito-borne virus is linked to birth defects. Last week, the first U.S. case of a baby infected with Zika virus was confirmed in Hawaii. You're listening to USA Radio News.
ConservativeTribune.com is bold.
Anybody who would take away our individual rights and our individual freedoms, they're the enemy.
ConservativeTribune.com is brash.
Don't get stuck on stupid.
ConservativeTribune.com goes where others won't on explosive issues like race, Islam, and cultural values.
Islam will dominate not just the Muslim lands, but even America. And it's coming. It's just a matter of time.
ConservativeTribune.com is unique because it combined fact-based analysis with high-quality commentary from the conservative perspective. While other conservative blogs merely quote from other sources and add minimal commentary, ConservativeTribune.com combines the news others are reporting with a unique view on current events. While the mainstream media purports to be neutral, ConservativeTribune.com boldly embraces who they are. Conservative patriots who aren't afraid of a fight. Join in the battle for the soul of our nation at ConservativeTribune.com.
Political analysts are wondering how Donald Trump's gaffes at Liberty University might affect his standing with evangelical voters. Trump spoke at the evangelical school's convocation Monday and revealed less than a commanding familiarity with the Bible.
2 Corinthians 3:17, that's the whole ballgame. Where the Spirit of the Lord, right? Where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty.
Trump vowed to protect Christians around the world, then read a verse from 2 Corinthians. But he referred to it as 2 Corinthians, which is how it's usually written in the New Testament. A number of students at the university, founded by the late televangelist Jerry Falwell, laughed as Trump began to read the verse. Many more poked fun at Trump on Twitter. A popular put-down was some variation of, quote, 2 Corinthians walk into a bar.
All right, it's time to talk with Michelle with the investment update. And Michelle, there's one way to distract people about the markets, and that's bring in snow.
Exactly.
hey, you know, you bring 14, 18 inches of snow, and people aren't really worried about the markets anymore, are they? So.
Exactly. Exactly. So let's talk about the weather.
Wow.
Oh, boy. Yes. But it was kind of nice to have that little dusting of snow over the weekend, I must admit. Especially after the first 2 weeks that we had in the market. And the fact that we had the markets closed yesterday kind of gave investors an opportunity to just kind of sit back and refocus. And when I looked at the futures yesterday evening, things were looking, you know, green. And then when I woke up this morning, they were looking extremely green. And that was mostly because we had some official data coming out of China. And basically their GDP came out mostly in line with market expectations, even though their factory output and retail sales slipped a little bit below forecast. They also grew by 6.8% in the fourth quarter of last year, slipping by 0.1% from their third quarter's growth, and that was pretty much in line with the forecast. Full-year growth came in at 6.9%, which was down from 2014's 7.3%, and the slowest pace of economic expansion since 1990. They've been growing quite leaps and bounds for quite some time. But again, the data came in pretty much in alignment with what they were expecting, so that was seen as a positive. So we ended up having the Shanghai closing over 3% higher. We had oil prices getting a little bit of a lift. They were up by about 1%. All of that has flown through to Europe, so the European markets are trading about 1.5% higher. And here in the U.S., the futures are also higher. We have the Dow futures up around 230, S&P up about 26, NASDAQ up about 62. We also had quite a few earnings coming out this morning. Before the market opened, we had Bank of America, Morgan Stanley, United Health, all beating expectations. Although Morgan Stanley mentioned that moving forward, they expect things to slow down a little bit in terms of their fixed income department. Let's see. We had the IMF cutting their global outlook and basically seeing quote unquote gradual growth. We've got some other data coming out this morning. We've got the NAHB housing index coming in at 10 o'clock. And then in corporate news, we had Johnson & Johnson announcing that they're going to be cutting 46% of their medical device-related jobs, which equates to about 3,000 jobs. So that was interesting. Let's see. When the market closes, we have IBM, Netflix, and Linear Technology all coming out with their earnings. So we'll start getting a handle on how some of the tech-related industries are doing now that we've started. You know, again, we're officially in earnings season, right. So you really don't start getting a good grasp until we start getting a little bit more from each particular sector. So right. It looks like at least today we are going to be opening in the green. We'll see, you know, we'll see if things stick for today. But if you take a look around and, you know, listen to what's being said out there, there's still a lot of pessimism out there. You know, it's not, you know, as we've talked about before, when you start seeing a lot of the choppiness, but, you know, what we've seen from a chart perspective is kind of that continued downward trend. So, again, it's too early to predict what to expect, but you are sensing a little bit more pessimism out there and some of the expectations being lowered. Not that they were super high to begin with, but, again, a lot is depending upon what we're hearing out of China and oil prices. And until we see a little bit more stabilization there,
right,
we'll continue to see the choppiness. So,
well, the Chinese... The reason it appears that everybody's all happy is because they believe that there's going to be more stimulus for China. So,
right.
So that's right. That's another one of those backwards perspectives. You know, the economy for China is not doing so well, 6.9%. But they're expecting China to do some type of stimulus to buoy it.
Right.
Oil prices, you know, they've been. Goldman Sachs and everybody had predicted this is going to go lower. So it's almost like a foregone conclusion. They were almost telling you they're going to drive it down. Iran came back online, and Iran really doesn't have a very large glut of oil that's going to really soak the market. But it's a message to everybody that it's not getting any the supply is not getting any smaller. But China is still using it, and so that's what's driving the oil market today. But still, Goldman Sachs and everybody predicts it's still going to drive down before it changes. Interesting about the Morgan Stanley thing. That's a sure sign with regard to the fixed income, right? You and I talked about this a couple weeks ago. With the interest rate trajectory, who's going to buy bonds at this particular point? Who's going to buy fixed income assets at this point? Because as they continue to drive the interest rates higher, the value of those instruments are going to go lower. And And who would take an instrument now, knowing that you could buy one a month from now, and chances are its rate is going to be at a better rate? So that's a huge forecast right there to everybody that the fixed asset market is closed for the time being.
Right, exactly. But it's interesting because when we take a look at the stock market again over the past 2 weeks, it's interesting that, you know, leading up to the Fed hike back in December, people were, you know, shedding their bond positions. But just in the past 2 weeks, the inflows are going back into the bond funds. And it's like, well, how does that make any sense?
Well, that's because of the downturn of the market. So
that's
the quote, flight to safety. But in this particular case, because the flight to safety is this fixed asset that's going to drop in value if the interest rates go higher, you'd be better in cash.
Exactly. Yes. So it's always interesting to follow where, you know, during volatility, where the money's going and how it really, if people took the time to really think about it, would that be the decision that they're making strategically, or is it just one of those short-term, I don't know what to do, I don't want to just put it in cash and bonds are safe, but without really thinking it all through. So
yeah, not at the moment.
Things to think about.
Very cool.
And
we had a lot of financial folks reporting this week. That's typically the second week of earnings season. So Bank of America is doing okay. Morgan Stanley, I guess, is doing okay, except for their change in that particular industry that they're moving out of. So, again, the U.S. economy doesn't seem to be the problem, but it's taking the brunt of all the other stuff that's going on in the world for whatever reason.
Exactly.
And lastly, we're at the bottom of this trough that I told you about, and that's where volatility is going to continue and until that all shakes out. And so I don't know, we might be there. You'll know in a day or so whether we're still there.
Right.
Hang on.
Exactly.
You're not missing anything yet.
Exactly.
All right, Michelle. You're off tomorrow. I know that. And we'll talk to you on Thursday. And big snow event coming, and we'll see if it's going to be true or not, or it's going to be the big dud. We don't know yet. But But 12 to 16 inches. So watch out.
Wow. Yeah, I hadn't seen any predictions yet, so I was kind of holding off to get a little closer. So, okay.
Yeah.
Well, at least it sounds like it's hitting us on a weekend.
Yeah, Friday night into Saturday night, and possibly part of Sunday. So,
okay.
It's a long-term event.
All right.
But start going and getting the sleds out.
Exactly, and I'm sure the salt will be flying off the shelves at Home Depot and Lowe's.
There you go, the salt industry. Way to go.
All right.
Thank you, Michelle. We'll talk to you on Thursday.
All right. Sounds good. Thanks.
All right.
Have a good day.
Yep. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
It's Michelle Heide from Patton Heide & Associates, Financial Advisory Practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc. Joe, Michelle, Jeannie, and Tony are doing the Some Things About Money show, and they help me with the investment update, market update on Good Morning Huntington, HuntingtonChamber.com. We're going to take a quick break, and I'm going to get Al Warren on the line. Hang on. You're listening to Good Morning Huntington on HuntingtonChamberRadio.com.
At Crown Trophy of Flemington, we have thousands of products for you to choose from. Whether you're looking for trophies, plaques, or corporate awards, Crown Trophy of Flemington is your one-stop shop. We feature acrylic and crystal awards and promotional products for any occasion. We build and engrave all awards right on site, and we're a leading supplier of varsity jackets for local sports teams. We provide quality customer service and great pricing. Crown Trophy of Flemington is conveniently located in the Staples Shopping Center in Flemington. Crown Trophy of Flemington, we're trophies and a whole lot more.
Home Instead Senior Care. It's our passionate dedication to creating personal relationships between our clients and our caregivers. Visit our website at www.homeinstead.com/325.
You've got a friend.
Huntington Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Huntington Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Huntington Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.huntertonhealthcare.org.
All right, it's time for Al, a special edition of Talking with Al Ward. He does his independent column for the Democrat. And did you catch up with your folks over there in the new building yet, Al?
No, I didn't. I haven't been over there yet.
All right. Didn't give him a call and say you didn't give me a change of address card or anything, huh?
Give me a change of address. Yeah, they moved without even telling me, as we said last week.
So rude.
Yeah.
Well, as long as your paycheck comes, right?
At least drop me a line there, an email. But anyway.
All right, so who are we talking about today?
Well, as we were saying before we went on, winter is finally here.
That's
so
right.
I thought it was time to devote some time to winter activities, and nothing is bigger in this area than the Winter Festival in Lambertville, New Hope.
Okay. Well, they're going to get a big surprise this weekend.
Well, yeah. Maybe they might even postpone the festival. I don't know. It depends on the snow, but it's supposed to begin later this week and continue on through the end of the month. So it's a 9-day or 10-day event, which involves the town and all of the restaurants and shops and stores and galleries and so forth, plus the mummers will be there in a parade, and there will be tours and talks and music and dancing and ice sculpting. All kinds of activities go on there, the whole area there. Those two towns are joined by the bridge over the Delaware, and they come together for the Winter Festival and really put on an event.
Well, they cooked up a 12 to 18 inch possible snowstorm, so they're going to get winter, whether they like it or not.
It'll be cold enough for them to do their ice sculpting, I suppose. Unless the event is postponed, they said that if the weather is bad, then they won't begin this weekend. They'll begin next weekend. So you'll have to check. You can go on winterfestival.net.
Okay.
And it is a big site with all of the events listed and talked about and so forth. So you can check that to see if everything is running on schedule.
Okay.
But it's quite an event for the two towns.
Now, there's a big ball, is there not, that's part of this? Big
there
dance?
Is.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's called the Fire and Ice Ball. And it of course, has lots of music and dancing and ice sculpting. And they will crown the Fire King and the Ice Queen at the event. It's a paid event. You have to pay $30 at the door, but everybody's invited. It's held at the Eagle Firehouse in New Hope. So,
wow.
And it runs on Saturday, January 23rd. That's this coming Saturday, from 7 to 11 p.m. So it pretty much kicks off the event. Although a lot of things start before Saturday.
Mm-hmm. Now they have. They have a schedule over there that we can, that's on that website, right?
Oh, they have a detailed schedule and pictures and so forth. You can go there and see it. You go to winterfestival.com. .net.
Yep.
Yeah. The Inn of the Hawk is a tavern in Lambertville on Union Street. It's in an old 19th century home. Mm-hmm. But with fireplace and lots of oak and brass and of course, a big bar. And They're starting this Thursday, and it doesn't matter if it snows or not. You can go to the Inn of the Hawk, and Stone Brewing Company is going to be on site with all of their stuff. Americano Stout and Coffee Milk Stout are two of the things they're going to be pouring.
Wow! All right.
That's at the Inn of the Hawk.
Now, is that still an inn, or is it that's just being used as a restaurant?
It's a tavern restaurant. Okay. Yeah. With all kinds of the Lambertville station is holding on next Thursday, not this week, but the following Thursday, a Taste of Winter Festival in their Riverside Ballroom. And what they do is they invite, I talked to Mario Wolf, who's in charge of the event, and they invite restaurants from both sides of the river to participate. They bring in specialties, and so you can get an introduction to maybe a dozen restaurants and what they might be offering. They showcase everything.
Mm-hmm. So
she said that once... just to give you an idea of what might be available, she said one year somebody came with a rabbit stew. So you can expect all kinds of foods there.
Yeah.
Unionville Vineyards will be on hand with their wines.
Okay.
And Old Wild Cow will be on hand with their ice creams. And the Inn of the Hawk will be there. And Marsha Brown Restaurant and the Hamilton Grill Room, which I don't know if Jim Hamilton's going to be there or not, but... You can meet and talk with him. During this season, they hold a Wednesday night, and that'll start tomorrow night, I suppose. Evening with Jim Hamilton,
mm-hmm.
who has been there forever, and of course the place is Hamilton Inn, but Hamilton Grill Room. But you can go and meet him and participate in an evening of fancy cooking and him explaining what he's doing.
That's from the town of Hamilton? Is that where they are? Or are they located?
No. They're in Lambertville.
Okay.
Hamilton Grill.
Okay.
It's right on the canal, and you have to call and make a reservation to attend the Wednesday night thing.
Okay.
But they will also be at Lambertville Station mm-hmm. on the 28th.
Yeah, that Lambertville Station, they did a fabulous job with that Riverview Room. I was over there last year, and they did a great renovation and expanded it, and there's an elevator now. It's beautiful. Really nice.
And it'll be in that room.
Yep.
Which would accommodate. She said, Marielle said they were expecting maybe a dozen restaurants to participate. They didn't have the full list when we talked.
Mm-hmm.
But on both sides of the river.
So you can go and sample the food?
Sample the food and get a good introduction to what the various restaurants do.
Great. Well, I don't know, man. I'm not going for ice cream in the middle of winter. That's a little hard for me.
I would.
That's a tough sell, you know. Maybe on hot apple pie or something, but
yeah. Right. You know, when I was growing up, there was one snowstorm that I remember. This is mid Georgia, so we didn't get snow.
Mm-hmm.
There was never any snow, but when I was growing up, one year it did snow, and it snowed, I don't know, 3 or 4 inches. So I learned how to gather snow up in a bowl and sprinkle a little sugar on it and milk and mm-hmm. had ice cream in the middle of winter.
You know, my daughter did something like that last year. It wasn't bad. She had a little chocolate syrup and stuff.
Yeah. You dress it up a little bit.
Yeah.
It's nice.
Yeah, not bad.
Remember to get clean snow.
Yeah, those aren't walnuts. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
Wow, okay. There's some advice for you, folks. If you're eating snow, make sure it's clean.
Yeah. Well, in addition to all the activities, they top it off on the last weekend there with a chili cook-off in
now we're talking.
In New Hope. And you can get all the details. That event is usually sold out very early. So you'd need to go on the winterfestival.net.
Mm-hmm.
Pretty quick, and make a reservation if you want to participate in that. But various restaurants and cafes and so forth bring in their favorite chili recipe, and you can sample them all, and there'll be a winner and so forth. It's quite an evening.
Now, see, that's winter right there. That's good stuff.
Yeah.
Okay. Chili cook-off.
Prepares you for the cold.
That's right. Yep. Have some hot sauce, and you don't have to worry about the temperature. Cool.
Yeah.
All right.
It's not all for grown-ups, so there are a lot of kids' activities that go on.
Mm-hmm.
There's a puppet program at St. John's Church, which is on Bridge Street right in Lambertville.
Okay.
And the Tucker's Tales Puppet Theater will be entertaining on this, I think, from 10 to 11 on Saturday. And then that's followed by the Downtown Performing Arts Center is doing Snow Queen's Frozen Adventure, which is at 1 o'clock, I think.
Okay.
But all kinds of events for kids as well as adults. There are walking tours, river tours, nature talks, nature walks. There's even a self-guided gallery tour, which I had dug into.
Mm-hmm.
With the various galleries participating. You know, in Lambertville and New Hope, there are over 30 galleries.
Yeah.
This area is an artist go-to destination for art, not only contemporary art, but all forms and periods.
Yeah. Yeah, you've brought that up a number of times at other times during the year when they've had walking tours for certain genre of art, certain mediums.
Of different types of things going on there. As I say, there are a ton of galleries, so you can take your bottle of wine and
all right.
do your own tour.
I like
Just
your
go
style.
From one gallery to the next.
There you go.
Some galleries will put out goodies, including wine.
Mm-hmm.
And so you can expect a different kind of experience at every gallery. Plus, get an introduction to different types of artwork, oils, watercolors, whatever.
Mm-hmm. Neat.
There's a major auction that will be held at Rago.
Mm-hmm.
Featuring, I don't know, some 40 paintings by, I think, 32 artists, they said. And they'll have hors d'oeuvres and beverages and music Music by the Lifters.
Okay. Nothing and, like good beverages to make sure you're bidding high, right?
Yeah, that's going on this Saturday evening.
All right.
And if you go early at 4:30, you can see the artist.
Do a preview.
5:30 to 8, they'll actually hold the auction of 40 paintings, I believe they told me.
Neat. Wow. So, and that's all pending, obviously, the weather, but...
Pending the weather, yeah. But that's just this Saturday. Yeah, mm-hmm. There just all kinds of activities. You can go and get out and walk the two towns,
mm-hmm.
depending on how much snow we have.
Right. Yeah, we'll have to clean the sidewalks.
Get involved in all kinds of things.
Yeah, sure. Wow. Yeah. So it's a 9-day affair. So it's quite involved and sounds like
yeah. It involves both towns and
mm-hmm.
All the restaurants and galleries, as I said, and then special events go on everywhere.
Neat.
Every day. Mainly afternoons and evenings. There's not much going on in the mornings.
But. Right. Yep. Cool. All right. So Winterfest over there in Lambertville and New Hope going on.
Yeah, this is the 19th annual. They've been holding this for many years. And it just gets bigger.
Yeah, it sounds like they just keep getting very successful and just keep adding to it. And in 19 years, you start to hold on to certain parts of the event that are tradition, and then you add extra things.
And build on it.
Yeah.
Great. They started several years ago adding, there's one of the Mamas groups from Philadelphia is coming up.
Right.
And I don't know. The date and the time of that parade, but again, go on winterfestival.net and find everything.
Awesome. All right. Appreciate it as always, Al. Buckle up for the snow event, and we'll talk to you again Monday if you dig yourself out.
I will do so.
All right.
Very good.
Thank you, Al.
All right.
Take care. Have
Take
a good
care.
Week. Bye-bye.
All right, bye.
That is Al Warr, Business with Al, giving us insight into Winterfest over there at Lambertville. All right, we're going to take a break, and we'll be back with more of Good Morning Huntington in just a moment.
Like in San Jose, they...
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Radio News with Ron Taylor.
And I just think the precedent this continues to set, Bergdahl, the Cuban trade, now you've put a price on the head of every American abroad in terms of being kidnapped or captured by unfriendly governments.
Republican presidential candidate Marco Rubio says the prisoner swap with Iran puts targets on Americans around the world. Speaking with Fox News, the Florida senator explained that the prisoners Iran freed were...
You're listening to HuntertonChamberRadio.com, sponsored by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. Our studios are located in the CenturyLink building at 14 Mine Street, Flemington, New Jersey. The content and views of our hosts do not necessarily reflect the views of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. To contact our station, call 908-782-7115 or email onair@hunterdon-chamber.org. Thank you to our sponsors and underwriters. Please remember to support them and buy Hunterdon, buy local. Visit www.hunterdonchamberradio.com for a complete listing of our programming.
Feature availability varies by product and platform.
Of all the people running for president this year, only one has actually defended your right to keep and bear arms in the nation's highest courts. When Washington, D.C. tried to strip its residents of their rights under the Second Amendment, Ted Cruz assembled a coalition of 31 states to support those rights. Action, not talk. That is Ted Cruz. Isn't that what you want from a president?
The Victory 2016 Committee is responsible for the content of this ad.
A country star remembers a rock legend.
Co-founder of the legendary rock band The Eagles, Glenn Frey, has died at the age of 67 following a long illness. Country singer Travis Tritt recorded a cover of The Eagles' Take It Easy in 1993 that Frey himself said contributed to the reforming of the band after Tritt had asked the band members to be in his video. Tritt spoke exclusively with USA Radio News. He told us the video led to a friendship with Frey that lasted the rest of his life.
From that day forward, Glenn Frey went out of his way. Anytime I saw him anywhere, he went out of his way to come over and say hello and talk for a few minutes. And just, he would tell me what a big fan of the music that I was doing at the time was. He was. And he would tell me, I just heard the latest album, man. I like this song, this song, this song.
Tritt said that Frey's musical influence on rock cannot be understated. I'm Jason Wirt.
This is USA Radio News.
At GoDaddy, a domain name is the beginning of something awesome. Use it to create a website to promote your business. Open an online store to sell your products. Start a blog. Build your brand. You can even connect your domain to your LinkedIn or Facebook page. And GoDaddy customer support is always ready to help. What will you do with your domain name? Get a .com domain name for only $2.99 for the first year. Right now at GoDaddy.com. 2-year purchase required. Second year is $14.99.
The richest 1% now have the same amount of wealth as the rest of the world combined. The charity Oxfam is urging world leaders to do more to tackle inequality. Natalie Powell has more.
The 62 richest people in the world are as wealthy as the total of 50% of the world's poorest. However, the figures are not completely reliable, as some estimates of levels of wealth in countries have been used, and information about the super rich is difficult to come by. Nevertheless, Oxfam has criticized the work of lobbyists and money being kept in tax havens for the increasing wealth and inequality gap, and is calling on governments to reduce that gap. Natalie Powell, London.
The combination of factors driving down the price of crude oil is doing serious damage to the economies of oil-producing and exporting nations. According to CBS News, oil industry analysts say Venezuela is being hurt the worst. The South American country is suffering under what energy experts call a witch's brew of soaring inflation, contracting GDP, political instability, and poorly run government. Free-falling oil prices also are hammering the economies of Russia and Saudi Arabia. If you're having trouble signing into Twitter this morning, it's not on your end. The social media site has been suffering from outages worldwide. Some users are having trouble logging in, and those who have been able to access the site aren't seeing all the content they usually would. Twitter says they're working on the problem. Powered by WesternJournalism.com, I'm Ron Taylor, and this is USA Radio News.
Good morning, Hunterdon. This is Big C coming to you from HunterdonChamberRadio.com at the studio offices of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce in Flemington, New Jersey. Good morning, Hunterdon kicks off your day by providing you with local news, traffic, and weather, as well as light topics through Vitamin C, Wake Up Call, and Chamber Chat. I also have many guests focusing on Hunterdon County community, business, and education. Listen to me every weekday morning from 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. on Good Morning Hunterdon, HunterdonChamberRadio.com.
Lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. Let me repeat, lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. This is not a crazy diet or exercise program. No drugs, hormones, or shots. You can lose 20 to 45 pounds in 40 days with Nutrimost Resonant Frequency Technology to measure 2,800 of your body's key biomarkers. Using NRF, they can find and correct the cause of your weight problem by measuring factors affecting weight gain, including metabolism, fat burning, fat storage, appetite, detoxification, and hormonal regulation. It's safe, fast, easy, and effective, and you won't walk around hungry or have cravings. It's even doctor supervised. Schedule a body composition analysis and consultation. You can be transformed in 40 days guaranteed. This is a limited time offer, so they can't wait to see you look great.
So call 888-718-7077. That's 888-718-7077. Or visit njthin.com. That's njthin.com.
We'll be right back.
right, welcome back to Good Morning Hunter and HunterChamber.com. Like I said at the beginning of the show this morning, I've done RVCC programs for over a couple years now, and every one of them is good, but I would say that this one was the most informative, most surprising, and that's Amanda DiMartino, who talks about the athletic department over at RVCC, which last year I had no idea existed. So we're going to bring Amanda back, and she's going to give us a heads up as to all that's going on over there, current events, and all the stats about the teams. And Amanda DiMartino is with us, and she is part of the RVCC Athletics. Good morning, Amanda. How are you?
I'm great. Thank you for having me.
Hey, this is great. I like I said, this was like surprise. I had no idea. Because, let's face it, RVCC is a community college, and I'm still using, and I know Donna is probably listening. Donna, I'm using old stereotypes. I'm using, you know, my mind says community college. It's just a bunch of kids that go there, take some class. But you guys are making it a great community, and that's what this is all about. So tell us a little bit about what your role is at RVCC.
Sure. Well, it's funny that you say you were unaware that we didn't have athletics at the college because, no. Unfortunately, too many people are the same way. They don't realize all the programs we have to offer. We actually have 10 sports at Raritan Valley Community College. We play in the National Junior College Athletic Association. So this is a national organization of two-year colleges. Mm-hmm. We compete within Pennsylvania, New York, New Jersey, and some schools in Delaware.
Right.
And our goal is for students to come to us. There's a lot of great student athletes in Hunterdon County and in Somerset County that for whatever reason don't end up playing at the four-year level. Maybe they don't get the scholarship that they're looking for. Maybe they just get overlooked. Their team doesn't do that well. And a whole variety of other reasons. Maybe academically they don't have the grades that they need to meet NCAA standards.
Right.
So we get out there and we encourage those students to come to us for 2 years. You know, get it done in the classroom, get their associate's degree, play their sport. And on the flip side of that, our coaches work very hard to network with four-year institutions to get these kids scholarships so that they can transfer on after playing at Raritan Valley and continue at a four-year institution.
So there's a parallel. It's very obvious to me, looking at it from the outside, looking in, is that there's a parallel. The same parallel that works from an academic point of view is the parallel that you folks are doing from an athletic point of view. Again, there's a reason why certain students are academically not going to a four-year college. Some of it is frugalness. Some of it is academics that they need to make up for. Some of it is they just can't afford it. Some of it is they missed out on those scholarships. And the two-year college prepares them for the career and allows them to branch out to go to that four-year college for the third, fourth, and perhaps a little bit of a fifth year. Same thing for the athletics, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And for us, it's really about developing the well-rounded student athlete. So we mandate, for example, that all of our student athletes have to attend a study hall. They have to maintain a certain GPA. Their academics are extremely important to us because the bottom line is, obviously, if they're not meeting the grades academically, they're not going to be able to participate athletically. So we want the kids to come and play, but we want to help them do well in school. We want to help them earn scholarships, and we want to help them just be successful in life, really.
Right. And they're not going to taking basket weaving two and three?
No. We occasionally get a class here or there. But no, I mean, these kids have to meet requirements to transfer and to graduate.
Sure. It lends itself to, like I said, a community, a full, well-rounded college where these students can academically are going there, but they're also still continuing their athletic career.
Absolutely.
So, again, what's your role?
So I'm the director of athletics. I oversee our entire department, all of our coaches, and our sports programs. It's been a really exciting time the last few years. This is my fifth year at the college, and the strides that we have made over the last 5 years are really tremendous. This past summer, we renovated our gymnasium, which just looks phenomenal. We've added cross country. We've added women's volleyball. We're bringing back the very popular sport of golf this spring, which we're excited about.
What's your home course?
To be determined. We're still working out with a couple of local courses, but the college actually has a very rich history in the golf program.
Really?
The former athletic director, Mr. Augie Esso, who was there for 25, 30 years was also the golf coach. So it's interesting because of all sports, golf is probably the one that we're most known for. People around town just have a remembrance or have played at courses where we have been at. Mm-hmm. But yeah, we're putting a lot into our facilities, and we're putting a lot into getting the right student athletes. You know, it's important that kids realize when they come to us, it's not about just, you know, getting on the court and shooting hoops or getting on the golf course. It's about getting it done. It's about acting a certain way and all of those things. And it's important to get the right kind of kids that really want to be there.
Well, another thing that you want to have that wants to be there are the coaches. So I'd like to ask you a question about that. I happen to be sitting here following the Philadelphia Eagles and the Giants trying to figure out their new coach and all that stuff. How do you go about, and how, and tell us a little bit about some of the coaches that are part of your sports.
Sure. Well, the first coach that comes to mind, because men's basketball is in season right now, Kevin Ryan is our men's basketball coach. He's also one of my assistant athletic directors. So we're fortunate to have him on campus in a full-time capacity. And he's been with us the longest. He's really done a phenomenal job of leading this charge of getting these qualified student athletes in and having successful programs. Right now, our men's basketball team is, I think their overall record is 9-6. But they've consistently gone to postseason. Consistently every year, those sophomores are transferring on to four-year schools. 2 years ago, we had our first All-American in the sport of men's basketball at the college, which
there
was really, yeah, really exciting. Another coach, since baseball is coming up, Andrew Romanella is our baseball coach. And this is his second season with us, but he has done a tremendous job over the past year just getting his kids in order and, you know, helping kids graduate and really helping kids see the bigger picture. So he's put a lot in this year, and we're really looking forward to the spring season that's coming up.
Okay, and who was you have the golf coach figured out yet?
To be determined. We're getting golf all squared away, but I also
when does that season start?
They start, well, depending on this winter weather, sometime in March or April. You know when we can get out there.
So that's all going to get snapped together. You got students that are ready to get on the team or
ready to go? Yes,
all right.
Golf, we are ready to go.
Awesome. All right, and what are some other coaches that you?
Sure, our women's basketball coach Philip Harrow is a fantastic guy. He actually coaches women's basketball for us and also women's volleyball. Mm-hmm. And he's done a great job with the girls, just, you know, working with them and teaching them the game. All of our coaches are local, have graduated from fairly local high schools, all live in the area, mm-hmm. and they're really committed. You know, most of our coaches are in part-time positions, but, you know, we like to joke around that it's a full-time position with part-time pay, you know, because these men and women really invest, you know, they're there all the time.
You want to make that team productive and efficient and successful. Those people are going to put in way more than they're probably, that's their build hours.
Yeah,
for lack of a better.
It's funny because at the college, a lot of people will say to us, you guys are always here. You know, we're there till 10 o'clock at night during the weeks. Right. We're there most Saturdays.
Right.
But that's just the nature of athletics. You know, we love what we do and we love sports, and mm-hmm. we're happy to be there and to be supporting and helping the kids.
Cool. All right. We're talking to Amanda DiMartino. She's the director of athletics over at RBCC. She's giving us some insight into all the sports that are over there. And we're going to bring her right back in just a minute, right after these messages, to talk about more of the sports, more of the athletics that we have not even covered at the moment. So hang on. You're listening to Good Morning Hunter and HunterChamber.com.
This is Jeannie Aversa, CRPC, financial advisor at Patton Hyding Associates. Do you have questions about your retirement? Like, will your money last throughout your lifetime? Will you have enough to live the life you want? And when will you be able to retire? If so, you're not alone. As a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., Patton Hyding Associates can help you find the answers with the exclusive Confident Retirement Approach. We'll work with you one-to-one to understand your goals and discuss the four key areas of retirement, including covering your essentials, lifestyle, protection, and legacy needs. From there, we'll work together to develop a retirement roadmap with clear steps you can take to help you retire on your terms. Call Patton Hyding Associates today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. The Confident Retirement approach is not a guarantee of future financial results. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor.
Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon.